Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 314 on December 25, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. You can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect from the conference if they don't want to stick around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items that we like to hear from check-in. If you don't have an SDF username, that's okay. You can always get one later. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu or GMT or whatever you want to call it on Echolink node 9229, known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. I noticed that we lost that new station. I guess he took the opportunity to skip out. So it's just us regulars. So I'm probably going to abbreviate my preamble this week. Let's see, what's next? Oh, yes, a question to kickstart our discussions. I don't have one this week. I really wasn't expecting a whole lot of people on Christmas Eve, Christmas morning, whatever, wherever you are. So this is going to be an open mic, anything on your mind, anything you want to talk about, kind of net. So let me reset the timer. I'm going to run down my list of call signs on the dashboard here. I've got KD9NDJ and KQ4MII, and I thought there was somebody else in there. Yeah, KQ4MII was there. Oh, no, he's still there. Wait, what am I? So there's three of us. There's Ken and Mark and me. I really need to get better glasses for use on the computer here. All right, where am I? We do have the NB0X-L gateway. I don't know if the gateway is functioning. So if you get an All-Star node or a DMR radio, and maybe you've used it in the past, you can test it. But I wouldn't sweat it. What else have we got here? Right, so it's probably time for me to just start going down my list and giving everyone a chance to greet and holiday wishes and all those sorts of things. So starting with KD9NDJ.
AB9FJ. This is KD9NDJ. My name is Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, and my SDF username is KDB. Yeah, it's Christmas Eve here in Rantoul. It's in the central time zone, so straight up Christmas Eve. And it's one of those yet another weird Christmas where I'm pretty isolated. My wife, who is also a ham, K9ODW, is asleep. She's been sleeping most of the time. She's awake, briefly during the day. And that's not a good thing. So I'm sure there's going to be some outcome or other there eventually, but I don't know what to do about that. I'm doing everything I can do, but nothing is the main thing. So I'm keeping busy by building electronic projects. I've got this massive do-it-yourself project going on. I'm trying to build a music controller out of some planks of wood, a ribbon sensor, a force sensor, a bunch of pots, a bunch of switches, and an Arduino Spark Fun Pro Micro 5-volt version, which is pretty much like a Leonardo Arduino, same processor. But it has some peculiarities, and I'm fishing the code now from all sorts of other places, so I'm trying to do a much more complex Arduino project than I've ever tried before. And I've got the individual components all working and the wiring pretty much complete. Mostly it's a matter of slogging through the software aspect, which is the weakest part for me, because I am not a coder, wasn't raised a coder. I know a few coders. Rycoder. No, that's Rycooter. Anyway, I'm blathering on because there's not very many of us, and I thought I'd go on at length, but I'm about to time out, I'm sure. This is KD9 NDJ.
Okay, well, you kept it under the time out there, so thanks for that contribution there, and good luck with your musical instrument. Your audio was a little low there, so I had to turn up the volume on the where I monitor the non-radio stream. A little bit of static on it too. Sounded kind of like maybe a scratchy connector on a plug or something. Okay, moving along, next on my list is KQ4MII.
AB9FJ, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Mike, India, India. My name is Mark. My SDF login is M. Cornick. I'm in Reston, Virginia. Glad to be joining the SDF Illinois Amateur Radio Club tonight. Obviously, I am not in Illinois, but I was born in Chicago, so I think that qualifies. I am into my winter break here. I work for a company that makes software for educational institutions, and this week is typically a dead week for all of our institutions, so it's a dead week for us, and I took it off. So I don't go back to work until January 2nd. Which is great, just finding stuff to do, nothing in particular. Planning to go out to my sister's place tomorrow. She lives about 45 minutes northwest of me, up towards the Potomac River, and actually lives quite a bit closer to the repeater that I use quite often for our local net. So I'm thinking of bringing my HT along and seeing how much easier it is to hit out there. I don't know if anyone will be on the net tomorrow, but I'll check in anyway if anyone's there. So otherwise, you know, really not a lot going on, just enjoying relaxing and preparing for a week of not having to worry about work. So it is Merry Christmas to UTC at least, still 5 hours out here on the East Coast. So best holiday wishes to everyone, you and yours, and whether you're celebrating tomorrow or not, if you are celebrating, hope you're doing it with friends and family and those you love, and if you're not, hope you just have a good Monday. So that's all I got for now. Back to Net from KQ4MII.
Okay, fine business, Mark. Good luck with the HT at your sister's place. And, I haven't finalized my plans yet. I was sort of thinking of going to my brother's place today, but I decided to put it off until tomorrow. And I'm not 100% sure I'm going to do it tomorrow, but I think I'm going to go down there and spend 2 or 3 days just kind of hanging out, because there's nothing much going on up here in the week between Christmas and New Year's. And let's not leave out Saturnalia and Festivus and the Unconquered Sun and all the other holidays that coincide with the winter solstice. So just all kinds of neat celebrations going on. Take your pick. Was there anything else I wanted to mention? So, we're in 12 and a half minutes after the hour. So, time to go back and see if either of you want to have a recheck.
KD9NDJ here. I'm still messing with audio. I wanted to troubleshoot this while I have the chance.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me now? I'm speaking right into a microphone. I've got full deflection here on the audio interface, but I'm only getting about three quarters of the way up the tree here on the status bar in Echolink. So let me pause and see how I'm doing.
Okay, on my display, the blue bar is was mostly in the range of about 30% to 50%. And towards just right about at the end of your transmission, there was kind of a plosive, and it jumped up to about 70%. But it was mostly half and a little bit below half scale. Now, let me see. And there's also still a little bit of static around you. I don't have any suggestions about what the source of that might be. Also, I'm looking at I've got Winamp running on my other PC here, and it's tuned into the Anon radio stream. And while I'm talking, and the view meter on my voice is up, ranging from around 50 to 70%. And I can look at Winamp on the Anon radio stream, and I can definitely see there's kind of a spectrum, an analyzer kind of a display there. When you were talking, your signal was kind of so low that there was almost nothing lighting up on the spectrum analyzer display there. I don't know if you've never used Winamp, this may be a total mystery. But let me pass it back to you there, Ken. This is AB9FJ.
Okay, I've now disconnected the audio interface, and this is just the audio available in the computer. How's that sound?
Okay, that sounded much stronger. Give me another sample. I had my head turned to the comm. I was answering somebody there. So give me another sample.
Yeah. AB9FJ, KD9NDJ, Ken and Rand Tool. It's looking better on my screen here, but this is without any fancy audio interface. The audio interface I'm using is an M-Audio, M-Track Solo, which is sort of their low-end product. But it is a professional interface, and it's just that Windows goes through conniptions trying to deal with it. For some reason, or maybe it's kind of Echolink that goes through the conniptions, because Echolink has to negotiate with Windows to establish what interface it's going to use. Now I'm not giving it any choice. I've removed everything but the built-in audio. So what do you think of that?
Okay. Well, the audio level was great. On the Echolink view meter, the blue bar was peeking into the yellow range, not quite into the red range. But if you've seen this in the past, you know that when you're hitting yellow, you're just short of hitting red, and over modulating. So you were like 70 to 80% of full scale on your transmission there, and also the static that I was noticing was also much reduced. And over there on Winamp, the spectrum analyzer display there was much more active.
Well, thanks for the report. I can back away from the computer a little bit, not talk so loud, and that's pretty much all I can do by way of regulating volume on the built-in interface. It's possible that this M-Audio device would be happier with a preamp. It should have a preamp in it, And there's also the possibility that something's gone wrong with my mic and cable. But I've got a lot of these cheap mics. It's not super cheap. It's a dynamic mic. It's low impedance. It's 3 feet of XLR directly into the interface. And it looks good with the little level meter. There's sort of a LED indicator on the interface. So anyway, I'm going to keep fooling with it, but if you can get a conversation going with Mark there to fill in time while I fool around, we can keep this going for a few more minutes anyway. KD9 NDJ.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. And just for reference, whatever you've got right now, make a note that all you need to do is use this in the future and maybe talk a little quieter or maybe move back from the mic a little bit, and it would be fine. So Mark, do you have anything to say?
KQ4MRI. Over half an hour east of me in Washington, I think they call this a filibuster, where someone just kind of starts talking for the sake of talking to prevent something else from happening. And in this case, I think we're going to prevent the end of the net from happening so that Ken can do a little more troubleshooting. So that said, I'm hoping that Santa will bring me something tomorrow. I don't typically ask Santa for specific stuff more so than just some cash to spend generic stuff on, but I'm hoping that I'll be able to put a little more money into my ham equipment fund, thinking of picking up a base station at some point, but I don't want to blow my budget, so I'm just kind of saving up for it. Don't have anything in particular in mind, probably something that, is, fairly basic in terms of, will let me, get on the HF bands that I'll be qualified for sooner rather than later, and I live in an apartment, so whatever I have, they'll hook up to probably a pretty meager antenna anyway. So anyway, I'm in the market for some stuff. I may hold off a little bit because I know my club's Hamfest is coming up in March. Maybe I'll see what the vendors are into there. But for the time being, Echolink works great without any, equipment, of course, and my HT does pretty well for what I want to do on a regular basis around here. Otherwise, I'm just, like I said, enjoying a week off and making some plans for the new year. Nothing set in stone yet, but I just like to, have some idea of what I'm doing. I like to be a little spontaneous, but I like to plan a little bit. I am, of course, babbling on here, and I actually am not sure what my timeout is set to, so I will drop here for a moment, and maybe Ken has some new settings he wants to try. Back to net, KQ4MII.
Off the top of my head, I think Echolink itself has a timer of 3 minutes. One of these days I'll have to test that. So, it sounds like you're thinking in terms of buying something brand new, and even at your club's Hamfest, you mentioned vendors, and by that I thought you meant like commercial vendors selling new gear. And I just wanted to remind people that what with experienced hams who are affluent are always upgrading and, getting the latest and greatest radio. And then they've got this old radio, which was perfectly fine, but now it's sitting on the shelf. So, and then there's the fact that a lot of those experienced hams are just dying off, literally. So don't forget to explore the market of used gear, especially by talking to members of your local ham club. Find out if somebody has, upgraded a radio and they've got an old one that's in great shape, but they don't need it anymore. Maybe they'll give you a bargain on it. So, I say that because buying from a local ham is, I would do that quicker than I would buying off of eBay, for example. So, but I understand that you're kind of new to the hobby, and maybe you haven't made friends yet that you have confidence in their trustworthiness. So that's an issue as well. Anyway, I think I'm babbling as well. I do it almost every night, so you don't need to apologize. So it's time to pass it over to KD9NDJ. I am AB9FJ.
This is KD9NDJ back again, troubleshooting in the classic way. I have, again, simplified. There's now only one input in the M audio interface, and it is a different microphone, same brand, same type of microphone, fresh cable. All these cables are known good, but one thing I did was I changed the output from USB to direct, and that just should change only monitoring, but we'll see. Anyway, give me a report. This is 89NDJ.
Okay, well, that was kind of a step back. It sounded a lot like what you sounded like at the beginning of the net. The view meter on my Echolink was down around the 20% to maybe 50% range, and there was a little bit more static, white noise around. Or no, I wouldn't call it white noise. I would call it more like crackling. And looking at the Winamp spectrum analyzer display there, once again, there was very the level was so low that there wasn't much dancing of the pixels, I think I would call it, if you know what I mean. So I hope that helps. Back to you, Ken.
I've disconnected the interface, and I'm now kicking back and just using the computer. I don't mind simple, if it works, and it seems to be working. So anyway, Mark was cracking me up with that remark about filibustering. As a Washington, D.C. native, we know all about filibusters. What's funny nowadays in the Senate is that they don't actually need to do a talking filibuster. They just sort of, you know, whip to count the votes, and if they know they can't get anywhere, nobody says a thing. They're filibustering, quote unquote. Thank goodness we're not there yet with ham radio. So anyway, this is KD9NDJ running out of filibuster material.
Okay, all right. So that would return to the previous level that you were doing, you know, averaging up there around 70 to 80% of full scale. And touching into the yellow zone. So there was maybe some room for to talk quieter or to move a little bit farther away from the microphone, but it was an improvement, I think, over the other case where Gemlog, for example, called it muddy and too low. And then he says, now, better, now it's sample rate. Not sure what he means by that, so maybe he will elaborate. So, no new stations have joined us, so it's just us three. Let's see, Mark, you have anything to add?
KQ4MII, nothing left to add or to go off the political theme. Mr. Speaker, I yield the remainder of my time. I'm actually going to drop off here. My local traffic net starts up in a few minutes, so I got to set up my antenna, but great talking to you fellas. As I said, Merry Christmas, if that's what you're into. Happy holidays, no matter what you're celebrating. And I will talk to you in the new year, UTC. This is KQ4MII out.
Okay, fine business, Mark. Glad you made it. And you too, Ken. All three of us. And the crew over in Com who are listening. So let me pass it back to Ken for final comments. I'm about ready to wrap up the net.
AB9FJ, KD9NDJ here. Yeah, sure, let's wrap her up. Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year. I'll be talking to you soon, I'm sure, one way or the other. Anyway, this is KD9NDJ. I'm going to be clear.
Okay, just a very quick comment. I'm probably not going to be on the Geek Lunch this week. If I go and visit my brother, I probably won't have the setup to do the Hangout. So just so you know, I think there might still be a Geek Lunch, but it will be one of the other participants who's running it. So with that, I will say, after I scroll down in my script here and find the text. So this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at 0029 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, well, I'd say get on SDF, go into comm, and join the Anon Radio Room. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ 73.